senior, and special needs plans. If you or someone close to you has a disability or a special need, you may need to take additional steps to protect yourself and your family in an emergency. Hearing impaired may need to make special arrangements to receive warnings. Mobility impaired may need specific assistance in getting to a shelter. Single working parents may need help in planning for disasters and emergencies. And non-English speaking persons may need assistance in planning for and responding to emergencies. Cultural and community groups may be able to help keep people informed. People without vehicles may need to make arrangements for transportation. People with special dietary needs should take precautions to have an adequate emergency food supply. Planning for special needs. Prior to a disaster or emergency occurring, find out about special assistance that may be available to you in your community by contacting or registering with the Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management or your local fire department. Create a network of neighbors, relatives, friends, and coworkers to aid you in an emergency. Discuss your needs and make sure everyone knows how to operate necessary equipment. Discuss your needs with your employer. If you are mobility impaired and live or work in a high-rise building, have an escape chair. If you live in an apartment building, ask the manager to mark accessible exits clearly and to make arrangements to help you leave the building. Keep special items ready, including extra wheelchair, batteries, oxygen, catheter, medications, food for service animals, and any other items you might need. Be sure to make provisions for medications that require refrigeration. Keep a list of the type and model number of the medical devices you require.